Yeah, definitely. I'll take that. I'll take that all day long. Mansfield are a good side. I've been looking at the table since I knew I was coming here. And first game, Mansfield. And I remember my last debut was against Mansfield for Brentford.
Yeah, I heard. That was my next question.
Scored an own goal. And then scored a winner. And that is just, I scored the own goal and then a winner.
Really?
I think we won 3-2. If that's not a strange debut, you can imagine me last night sitting in my hotel thinking, I don't fancy that happening again. So, it's been a good day.
So, you're hosting this season?
Yeah.
Must be delighted to be, really.
Absolutely delighted. Could not tell you how happy I am. Not obviously a couple of lads from Brentford, and also a couple of lads I actually know outside of football. So, it's good I know at least 8 of them. And, back in London. Back in London as well.
Yeah, it's Billericay, kind of where you made your name.
I was at Billericay. Played against these guys. Obviously when I was there, and I just remember the crowd being extremely loud. I just thought, as soon as I heard the word about coming to AFC, I thought, great. Couldn't be better with the fans and support they've got. It was a no-brainer.
Are you thinking long-term?
I think that's been my problem in the past. I've been too busy thinking long-term. I think if I start thinking game by game, I'll have a lot more success in my career, and that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking game by game. I just want to go out there, do what I do best, and I want us to be completely honest. I want us to get promoted. I'm sure everyone here does. Manager's definitely got high aspirations for this team, and it's good to be involved.
In the politest way possible, why are you back in London for?
To be completely honest, I couldn't really tell you. I've got a 3-year deal at Shrewsbury. I've got 2.5 years left, and it just seemed things just didn't work out as much as I hoped it would. Moved all my stuff up there, got a house up there now. You sort of move your life around, and sometimes it doesn't work. But the bottom line of it is, I suppose that's just what football is. It's a great career to be in when it's going well for you, but when it's not, it can be an absolute nightmare, to be fair.
And they say you didn't want to comment long term on your future too much, but a 3-year deal at Shrewsbury perhaps points out that it's going to take quite something to get you here for next season.
I have no idea what to even start on that, to be completely honest. I've seen out 6 months of my contract, so I've got 2.5 years left, to be fair. Here for 6 months, to the end of the season I'll still have 2 years. As far as I'm concerned, while I'm here, it's just all about getting promotion. I don't really care what happens after, not don't care what happens after it, but the bottom line of it is, if we get promoted, I'll be delighted.
Were there other options on the table, Nathan? Was this your only option?
Sorry, say that again.
Were there other options on the table?
I think there was a lot of talk, but that is football. Talk. Until something happens, until you get a phone call, then, there's nothing concrete. So, especially January names and teams are thrown about left, right and centre. Yeah. So, to be completely honest, when I got the call, for me, it's back in West London. I've got so many friends around here, family around here as well. No brainer.
I think you've got to go do your man of the match presentation.
Were you expecting?
I've already heard straight away you're going to get hammered. Someone said to me, I was just like, "Yeah, thanks very much, cheers."
Well done, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.
Take care. Thanks.